You're listening to State Facts on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm your host, Nate Gallagher, and I'm joined by Hillsdale's resident New Mexican, Gabe Higby. How you doing today, Gabe?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. So where are you from in New Mexico?
I'm from Albuquerque. It's one of the bigger cities in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So what's the capital of New Mexico?
The capital of New Mexico is Santa Fe. It's a really neat kind of artistic town. A lot of artists come there. It's got some beautiful mountains, and it's got this really cool adobe style architecture, and that makes it really unique. So it's got a lot of, handmade, whether it's like jewelry or clothing, and so it's got a lot of like neat crafts that are sold there. So it's a really neat, unique city.
That's very nice. When was New Mexico admitted to the Union?
It was late. It was not very early on. I don't remember. When was it?
January 6th, 1912.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and you just beat Arizona. Arizona was like a month
later. Right. That's right. We were close.
Yes. And which state was it admitted? Like, what number was it?
I'm going to take a wild guess. I'm going to say 45th. 46th.
47th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're close,
one
man.
Off, one off. It was a wild guess.
How about the population as of 2021?
I think all of New Mexico is like 2.1 million. And then Albuquerque is, I think it's like 560,000.
What's the nickname of the state?
Berkey.
My research said Land of Enchantment.
That too. That's on our license plate, Land of Enchantment.
What's the first thing that you said? Berkey?
Berkey. I mean, if you just take Albuquerque and you shorten it, it's Berkey. But a lot of people call it Land of Enchantment. It's on our license plates. And there's also a saying, Land of Entrapment, because a lot of the time, like, you get in and then you never leave. So
hopefully for good, not for bad.
No, I mean, it depends where you go, where you live. So, yeah.
I see. How about the state bird?
The state bird is the roadrunner. We have tons of those. They're really, really cool birds. They don't have a lot of flying capabilities, but they run across roads. That's what they do. They're really good at it. So
you ever like see them like roadkill? Like do they like kill them on accident? Because like
not many roadrunners. I've actually never seen a roadkill roadrunner. I mean they're better than the other animals in that respect, I guess. Yeah.
Fair enough. How about the state flower?
State flower is the yucca. I don't know much more than that. But yeah, we have a lot of yucca and cacti. Because it's a desert.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our state flower.
Yeah. How about the state insect?
I don't know. Is it like a red velvet ant or something?
It's the tarantula hawk wasp, which okay. I've seen them.
I have
They're
seen
scary.
Them. They're terrifying. Oh, my gosh. They're like kind of blue, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're big.
You know what I have seen? I think it's either a tarantula hawk wasp. They have, they lay their eggs in grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was taking a hike because New Mexico has some fantastic hiking options and backpacking and all that. And I saw a grasshopper being attacked by one of these. And it like lays its egg in this grasshopper. And then the grasshopper lives its life until the eggs hatch. So fun facts about the tarantula.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah. Aliens, essentially.
I don't want to think about that. How about the state tree?
Aspens? Is it an aspen?
Pinon pine.
Oh my goodness. That's right. We have, the best coffee company, in my opinion, that comes from Mexico is Pinon Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Pinon is great. It smells really good in the fire, too.
It's got a nice smell?
Oh yeah, it's phenomenal.
How about the state cookie?
Oh, Bizcochito. It's got a fun name, and they're really good. I think the tradition. Usually, a lot of people make bizcochitos for Christmas. That's a Hispanic tradition in New Mexico. And yeah, bizcochitos are just, they're kind of like a sugar cookie coated in, you know, spices like cinnamon and sugar, I think, are the right ingredients. And then they go phenomenally with coffee, especially Pinon coffee. So, bizcochitos, try them sometime. They're great.
All right, I guess I'll have to.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have. So, thanks for coming on, Gabe.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I've been Nate Gallagher with State Facts on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. See you next time.